This podcast is brought to you in part by Amazon.com. If you're going to be doing some shopping on Amazon, if you could and would, please stop by Proving Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue with your normal shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site and podcast tremendously. Now, on with the show.
Welcome to Press X to Win, take 3.
Yay! Please let it be the last one.
God damn it, please.
Please.
We've recorded this thing twice already, so it's going to be really condensed, just so you know. Well, first of all, I'm Nate. With me is Jake.
Hi.
Remember your catchphrase.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Ricky. And Ricky.
not your average Asian gamer.
Oh, god damn it. on that podcast, we talked about what we thought of Fallout 4 when it was announced, but now it's been a week since Fallout 4 was even announced. We also talked about the Uncharted Collection, and we'll talk about that when we talk about specifically the press conferences and stuff. But we're just going to get into it. We have a lot to talk about. So, Jake, what have you been playing this week?
Jack and shit, and Jack left town.
Good one.
Okay.
Okay, Ricky, what have you been playing?
Witcher, and some Project Cars. Yeah.
How far are you in Witcher now?
Witcher, I mean, I'm doing all the side quests, man. I tried to kill the werewolf, I couldn't do it. And then I got stuck in that area where you gotta kill all the ghouls and with that girl you're supposed to mess around with. And
Kira?
Yeah, Kira.
For sure. Cool. I reached level cap in Splatoon, on Tuesday. It's Friday for anyone who wants to know. I also beat The Witcher 3. And I purchased Elder Scrolls Online because I had a bunch of reward certificates, so it was basically free, and I thought, why the fuck not? So I'm currently playing that. Probably going to jam out on that until Batman comes out. And then once Batman comes out, I'll jam out through Batman, come back to this thing. It's actually pretty fun. The combat's not bad, considering it's an MMO. One thing I have a problem with a lot of MMOs, as much as I really love WoW and played so much of WoW on PC, that game's combat's pretty trash. Same with WildStar, which I actually enjoyed a good amount. So, but yeah, I'll have updates. I won't be here next week, so it's up to these fuckers to actually make podcasts. We'll see how that goes. So I'll have an update when I get back from my trip. So we're just gonna get into it. We got a lot to talk about. First, we're gonna start with Microsoft. And I'm going to say the joke I've said on the last two podcasts now. For every year that Microsoft has done a podcast since the Kinect was announced, I totally thought they would announce Kinect Animals Iguanas, and I think this is going to be the year that they announce Kinect Animals Iguanas. It's not as funny the first time
It was less funny the second time,
but the third time,
it's actually going back around the other way and kind of being funny in a sad, pathetic sort of way.
See, the funny thing was, when they announced Kinect Animals Bears the first time, I actually predicted that. I'm not even kidding you.
Yes, you did. I was working at Best Buy with you when you predicted that.
I was like, Ricky, you know how they've been announcing all these dumbass Kinect games? Wait for it. Kinect Bears, come into the Kinect. He's like, no way. They wouldn't do that. And I was like, fuck yeah, they did. So, talking about Microsoft, obviously, I mean, the big game for Microsoft this year is fucking duh, Halo 4.
Halo of course.
5.
5. 5. Bro.
Sorry. Halo 5. Jake's going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But first of all, I want to give my what I think is going to happen. Obviously, we're going to see some Tomb Raider, or whatever the hell it's called. What's it called? Rise of the Tomb Raider, right?
Rise of Tomb Raider, yeah.
Did they say that there's not going to be any of that Alan Wake game?
Quantum Break, you mean?
Quantum Break?
The game looks awful, yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, really up in the air. They closed down, like, their whole media division. But
really?
Quantum Break is apparently still out there being worked on, so...
Yeah, even the TV part.
Yeah.
They're both being worked on still.
Yeah. But we don't really know that much, so maybe it'll show up. I'm not sure.
Obviously, so if that's there, I guess that's one of their big games. We'll see Crackdown.
Yep.
Which they announced.
Yeah.
They announced last year.
We'll see Scalebound.
Yep. Just Scalebound, which is their game they're doing with Platinum, which is something that could actually be pretty cool. We'll see.
Yeah,
Bayonetta 2 was their by far their best game ever.
We'll see Killer Instinct Season 3.
We'll also see probably a Gears of War remaster, Gears of War 1. They've been teasing that a lot on Facebook the past few days. We know of now that they're also going to be seeing Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2.
Yes.
I'm hoping it's not Microsoft exclusive. Really
Doubt
hoping. Because I actually
Doubt
really
it.
Enjoyed the first one on PS4. It was actually a lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
But I doubt it will be, just because why would you when you can make so much more money if you're EA?
Yeah. After Titanfall sales, EA, I don't think is really good.
They know better now, hopefully.
I think Square Enix is going to take a hit from Tomb Raider, but we'll see, just because it's coming out before Uncharted. They got to be happy that Uncharted got delayed. That's got to be, the best-case scenario for those dudes.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, we can talk about for a while. Like, what do you guys think is going to be at this conference? You know, maybe we haven't seen or something I didn't mention. I mean, they have an hour and a half to kind of wow us, I guess, because this is it, you know?
Yep, this is
probably their last chance for a long time to really wow people.
Last
because
around.
They're still getting beat pretty bad. It's not as bad as it was at the beginning, but Sony is still kicking these guys' ass pretty bad.
Yeah, Microsoft's definitely been gaining some ground since last year's E3, because it was a big turnaround after the previous year, where the previous year was all about sports, TV, movies, and some really, really awful-looking games. Last year, they showed mostly games, and I mean, they basically executed the Kinect on stage last year. It was hilarious. They had, a brief 5-minute segment dedicated to the Kinect, and we're like, okay, no more of that shit. More video games, which I suspect they're going to do again this year, and I've been hearing a lot of rumors about maybe a new Banjo-Kazooie or a Battletoads.
Yeah,
I don't see Banjo-Kazooie coming anytime soon. Not with that what's it called? What's the game we talked about a few weeks ago? Karanga and Leela.
Well, Rare's not making Ukulele.
I know, but I just don't see a game of that kind just doing anything when that game's coming out and it's actually made by Rare. I just don't think you would challenge that. I think if anything. And I don't think Battletoads is a thing either, to be honest with you. I don't see anyone wanting to play Battletoads on an Xbox One.
I'm not.
Unless they do it like Killer Instinct type of style.
Hey, I have no. I'm just saying the rumors that I've heard.
Yeah. No, I know those are some of the rumors. I just don't. Those rumors have no.
Well, Phil Spencer has talked about he wants a new Battletoads game. And
the shirts.
Rare has the hinted shirts. Multiple times at that they're working on a new Banjo game.
Yes.
I would be more surprised.
Is Rare's
about
not owned by Microsoft anymore,
yes,
are they?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. They've been, yeah.
They've been owned for a long time.
Oh, yeah,
time.
They used them for all that Kinect garbage.
Yeah.
Yep. Sadly.
Yeah, they used Rare mostly for Kinect stuff.
what a waste of time.
Anything else that could possibly be worth a damn? They could announce or anything.
I've seen rumors of a new main series Gears game, but I'm not sure how substantial.
But Black Test got killed, right? We talked about this on podcast
one. We talked about this, but that's false information. You guys did not read the article. Black Test got renamed the Coalition, so they've been working on the game. They just renamed the studio. That's all that happened.
Okay, so maybe we will see a new Gears game. Honestly, I thought Judgment was terrible.
It wasn't.
And I thought Gears 3 had a great ending, and it should end at Gears 3, personally, I believe. But, you know, money is printed from those type of games. And I think the multiplayer in that game has been trash for a very long time. It's been a shotgun war. I played a lot of Gears 3 because I had a lot of friends who enjoyed it, and that game is literally shotgun the game. if they could overhaul it like they're doing with Halo 4 or Halo 5, which Jake's going to talk about a little bit, then maybe it'd be interesting, but I really, really do not see that game being any better than it's been. But we'll see. You never know.
We'll see.
Jake, so what's going on with Halo 5?
All right, so...
They've kind of revealed before this thing.
Yeah. So in the Game Informer that's... you can read online right now if you have an online subscription, and you'll get actual one at the end of the month. So some of the news in it is really, really cool. It has my hopes up for it. You guys ever play Republic Commando?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I got it on a Steam sale. I'm not even kidding.
No. Well, Republic Commando is like one of the best Star Wars games like ever made. And what's really cool about it is it's a squad-based first-person shooter, and you can command your squad mates to, like, take cover behind stuff, flank enemies, set up different positions, that kind of stuff. And it worked really, really well. It was really fluid, and it was really, really cool. Something really, I don't think any game has, any first-person shooter has ever done anything like that since.
Rainbow Six.
Rainbow Six.
Rainbow Six. That's where they got it from.
Yeah. But, I mean, that same kind of system. Rainbow Six had a bit of a different system than that.
Yeah.
Rainbow Six had a much more complex system, I should say.
Exactly. They made more fluid and easy access for Star Wars.
And that's coming to Halo 5.
Yep.
You'll be with Blue Team.
Wait, with Master Chief?
Well, Master Chief. Yes. So one of the things I like that 343 did with Halo 4, even though Halo 4 I thought was not trash.
I didn't like anything that game did. That game was terrible.
They finally linked the books to the games. Because one of the problems Bungie had was they'd have these great expanded universe novels, and they wouldn't like reference them at all in the game. And so there was so much cool stuff that was left out in Halo 1, 2, and 3. And ODST that you just never hear about. And so one of those things is Blue Team, the last surviving Spartan 2s alongside Master Chief.
And Fred and what's his name?
Fred, it's Linda, Fred, Kelly, and Linda. Yeah, Fred, Kelly, and Linda.
So excited. They're finally in the universe. Yeah.
And finally. Honestly, those three characters are actually way cooler characters than Master Chief if you've ever read the books.
Easily.
Linda's like the sick ass sniper. Kelly can run like twice as fast as Master Chief. Fred's like super sick with combat knives and in close quarters.
Yeah. And Fred's the leader.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah. Fred's really cool. But you'll get to, command your squad in this game, and you'll be able to send them on like through different routes on the level, have Linda take up sniping positions, that kind of stuff. And they're saying that it's going to be super non-linear, that you can have lots of different paths through all the different levels and things like
that. See, the problem I have with non-linearity in games is, and what you're talking about sounds really cool. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm glad, because Halo 4 was a fucking boring fucking single player. Like, probably the most boring I've ever had. Non-linearity can lead to games being, like, not necessarily get lost, but the environments repeat themselves because non-linearity, like there's not as much and different environments around you and stuff, and that's a big problem I have. So I'm hoping that's not something they have. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Halo 4 suffered from this terrible fucking problem that games shouldn't suffer from. Period. In 2015 or 2014.
It came out in 2013.
Even in 2013, a game shouldn't have an environment that just repeats itself over and over and over and over and over again for one level. You know, that was something that worked in Halo 1, and they didn't even do that in Halo 2, I don't think.
No.
And Halo 3 did it a little bit, but it wasn't as bad as Halo 4 was atrocious.
Halo 4 was really bad, not just because the environments, because some of the environments were actually really cool, but they lost their effect after a while. One of the main problems with Halo 4 was that the Prometheans were the most boring, annoying enemies to fight.
Yep.
It was awful.
That didn't even make sense why they were even there. Like, they didn't explain it well in that game. Like, I don't like Halo that much, but I bought that because I had an Xbox 360, and I thought, why not? I'll play with some friends. And, like, the story in that game was just terrible. Like, that game was just really bad. Like, I'm sorry. If you guys love Halo, that's cool with you. That's fine. But that game sucked.
No, I mean, I'll agree. I did not really like Halo 4's story that much.
And, you know, if Halo 5 sucks again, I would honestly, I'm not a Halo fan, but if I was a Halo fan, I would give up on Halo. Like, that's some bullshit.
Well, yeah, Halo 5 is pretty much 343's last chance to redeem themselves, at least from all the other Halo fans I've spoken to, in that, you know, the multiplayer beta and Master Chief Collection was actually really, really fucking good. And then they went out of their way to make sure they changed the stuff that the community had a problem with. And everything I've seen so far about it is pointing towards it being a great game. But, you know, you never know. We'll see.
Yeah, it's true. You do never know. Like, games are very...
I mean, how many games have we all seen that are like, they look so amazing from
Watch
all the
Dogs
stuff? And, well, no, if you watch the Watch Dogs gameplay and stuff just before release, you could tell that it wasn't going to be what they hyped it up to be. But lots of games, you know, you'll see and it'll be like, wow, that looks so great, and all the news, and then you'll play it, and it'll have all these cool features, but the features don't quite come together in the way you hoped they would, and it just ends up being a mess.
Yep.
Yeah. Anything else we have to talk about Microsoft, or we want to move on?
I think that's
Racing.
It.
Racing.
Okay. Forza. On to Ubisoft. Yes. So, what'd you say, Rick?
I said Forza. That's all I have to say.
Oh, yeah. There will be
another fucking Forza game, because apparently they print money.
Best racing game, period.
Now it's going to be a yearly franchise because they make so much money and they'll probably ruin it, but that's fine.
Still good.
So, moving on. Jake hates Ubisoft. I love Ubisoft. I think Ubisoft is a special part of the gaming industry. Not everything they do is good, necessarily. I think they're better than EA. Yes, you know, Assassin's Creed has been. I mean, it comes out every single year like clockwork, and they're not always good. Yes, but the thing is, they do try different things with them, and they also try different things with other games. I feel like yes, Watch Dogs is a terrible game. I don't disagree with anyone who says it's a terrible game. But the thing about Watch Dogs is Watch Dogs was an experiment. And not a lot of developers would be willing to take that experiment. And these guys did that. And the Crew isn't a great racing game, you know? By any means, is it a great racing game. But it was something different, you know? And I'm hoping The Division will be that. We talked a lot about The Division on the second podcast we recorded. And yes, there's a lot of that game that looks like it could be fake. You know, it couldn't be... You know, could not nearly look that good. It probably won't. But if that game can even do some of the half the stuff it promises, it'll be a really fucking cool game that I feel like could be something a lot of people be playing for quite some time and put a lot of hours into it. My biggest worry about that game is it's going to be just like Destiny. And there's going to be tons of hype, and it's just going to be nothing what we were promised and all that stuff. And that's depressing to me, like, if it's like that. I think Siege is really cool. I hope Siege is good. I really hope Siege is good because, you know, how often do we get, you know, these type of games that are basically more tactical, like more like Counter-Strike-y, you know?
That's not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool, and I think that game could be really good, and it could be really shit too. But the thing is, these guys are trying something different. You know, that this is a team who's not afraid to try different things. Yes. Thanks to Assassin's Creed, they're allowed to do that. But look at Call of Duty. You know, Activision makes tons of money and they don't try anything new. So,
well, what about
either
Destiny?
Way, as a gamer, I handed.
They tried something new with Destiny.
No, that's not new. There was nothing new about that game. That game is shit. that's the thing is, like, these guys try new things. Yes, it doesn't always work out. Yes, they still do the same old shit, but at least, you know, they're trying, and that's one thing I like about them. That being said, Just Cause will be at this conference. I fucking guarantee you, Just Cause shows up at this conference.
That game looks amazing. Oh, God.
What?
That looks amazing. Just Cause.
Not Just Cause, I'm sorry. Just Dance. God damn it.
Well, Just Cause 3 will definitely be at E3 this year.
Yes, not
probably
at
look
Ubisoft.
Really good. Just Dance will always
it won't
be,
at
the be conference
a part of any.
Because Just
anyone's
Dance prints
conference.
Money.
Yes.
Exactly. That was the point I was trying to get to. But, you know, it prints money. Why wouldn't you do it? And, you know? And as well as that, I think we'll see something new. Something we don't expect because it's Ubisoft, and that's one thing about them. But, I mean, I'm going to let Jake speak a little bit, but I just don't... I don't like the hate that Ubisoft gets because, you know, they're one of the few companies... You know, EA doesn't try anything new. What is Battlefront look like? Come on, Jake.
Looks like a
I'll let you start.
It looks like Battlefield. I get the point that Ubisoft tries new stuff, but 9 times out of 10, the new stuff they try is straight garbage. So how many times are you going to give them the pass where, well, at least they tried something new before you go, well, they keep trying new shit and it's always bad, so maybe they just suck.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. Siege and Division is their last chance. That's where I'm at with them. You know, yes, Watch Dogs is bad, but Watch Dogs is the first try. I think Watch Dogs 2 will be at this conference. I think there'll be a trailer at the end, and I think Watch Dogs 2 will be good. And here's why. Think about how bad Assassin's Creed 1 was compared to Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah, but Assassin's Creed 1 wasn't bad for its time.
No, Assassin's Creed 1 was a bad game. It was repetitive.
It was repetitive, for sure, and that was one of the main complaints it had when it came out. But overall, it was still critically acclaimed, and people loved it because it was an innovative new title.
It was a cool concept, yes, but the game wasn't that good, and it scored low. Assassin's Creed 2 is one of the greatest games ever made in modern consoles.
Assassin's Creed 1 did a score low. Assassin's Creed 1, everyone wanted Assassin's Creed
1. No, look up the scores on Assassin's Creed 1. It has 7s and low 8s. If you look at Assassin's Creed 1, the scores are
But that was before everything got 8s, 9s, and 10s.
No, that's not an excuse. I'm saying everyone knows, every game journalist knows, Assassin's Creed 1 isn't that good. Assassin's Creed 2 is hailed as the best Assassin's Creed game for a reason. And that's why I think Watch Dogs 2 will be a good game. I could be wrong, it could be shit. Don't get me wrong. This is just my opinion on what we're talking about specifically.
Well, Assassin's Creed got an 81 overall Metacritic, so that's not terrible, man.
That's not terrible at all. But see, the difference is that Assassin's Creed was innovative. No one had done anything like that before.
Yep.
Assassin's Creed 2. I mean, even if it wasn't that great of a game, it was still good enough. It was still a decent game for its time. I mean, it's bad now if you go back and play it. But it wasn't bad for its time by any stretch of the imagination. Watch Dogs, for modern day, is an awful game. Mechanically, it's just bad. It does all the cool features that it was supposed to have. It does them in an extremely half-assed way. The character, you don't even care about. Nobody gives a shit about Aiden Pierce.
That's why I think Watch Dogs 2 won't have Aiden Pierce.
Well, the game played like a futuristic, extremely dumbed down Assassin's Creed. And it wasn't really new or innovative like everyone thought it was going to be. And that's the problem.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you at all, Jake. It's just I'm saying I think Watch Dogs 2 will be a better game.
Well, maybe.
We'll see.
I can't say one way or the other, but...
We're a few days away from this conference, and I'm just saying, I think Ubisoft is going to, they've learned from their past mistakes. Last year wasn't a good year. Far Cry 4 was basically just Far Cry 3 with a fresh coat of paint. And that's, not what people want from, a Far Cry game.
No, not at all.
And so, I don't know, I think we're going to see some cool shit. We'll see. I don't know. Like I said.
Well, at least we'll have hashtag girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm sure she'll host the conference again. And I think she has gotten a little stale, she's still funny. Well, she still has her little quirks.
While we're still on Ubisoft, though, with Just Dance, why do they have to do, this big presentation of Just Dance every year with, some celebrity that goes on stage and does it with the background? They're just like, okay, everyone there knows Just Dance is coming. Nobody really cares about Just Dance. Why don't you be like, we're also doing Just Dance 27. It'll be coming out for these consoles at this time. Yeah. Here's a quick trailer. All right, moving on. Every fucking time they do that shit.
Because the thing you forget about E3 is E3 is about not only the gamers, but it's also about the people who own Walmarts and Targets and stuff where that shit's going to sell. And they like that. Just like EA brings out fucking Kyrie Irving last year to show off NBA Live. No one gives a shit about Kyrie damn Irving or Drake the year before. No one gives a shit about Drake and what Drake has to say about the new NBA Live title,
Which was terrible.
The NBA Live's terrible.
Well, EA.
Or like J.J. Watt coming out for Madden,
Just stop, please.
If Russell Wilson comes out for Madden this year, by the way, I'm going to fucking turn my TV off. Just saying. Fuck that guy.
I think Russell Wilson's too nice of a guy to be associated with EA.
No.
I don't know.
You do realize this is the same guy who's not getting the contract he wants, so he's thinking about playing baseball. This guy is not as nice as people think.
Really? I didn't hear about that. But was in the Entourage movie, so.
Yeah.
Russell.
Yeah.
Is he really in Entourage?
Yeah, Gronk is too.
Fuck yes. Russell Wilson. Is that all we have to say about good old.
Yeah, I guess. Ubi. Ricky, do you have anything?
No, it's basically everything.
I think Ubisoft could be very cool this year. That being said, you never know.
Yeah, we'll see. They might have a couple surprises.
I think that there's a third-party publisher that we're going to talk about later that is the most interesting this year, by far.
Yeah.
So moving on, next is Sony. So Sony's conference will take place Monday night, and I won't be able to watch it live for the first time ever, so I'm pretty depressed. I'm not going to lie.
I'll take notes for you.
You can send me text messages. I'm going to a baseball game, so if you're wondering where I'm going to be, yeah. I'm going to go watch the world champion San Francisco Giants.
Giants!
So, Sony's got a lot to do this year, I think. I'm hoping this is going to be a big year for Sony. There's not a lot coming out this year as of now. Yes, we have Tearaway this year. Yes, we have Until Dawn, I think it's called. Horror game?
Yeah.
We have Until Dawn, Tearaway, and now we have Uncharted Collection, which is very good for just as a period. Yes, a lot of people do not like
HD remakes again.
But the thing is, you have so many gamers who are coming from, you know, never playing a Uncharted game, who bought PS4, and now they're going to be able to play Uncharted, which is a series they've heard about forever, and they're going to be able to play all three before Uncharted 4 comes out, and you're going to get so many new fans, so it's a genius strategy from Sony, no matter which way you fucking look at it. It's absolutely genius to do this HD remake specifically.
It's a cash grab, either way you look at it. It's still a cash grab. That's all it is.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I'm not saying I disagree with it. I think it's smart as shit for them to do that.
Oh yeah,
it's smart as shit. Exactly. Yeah. Yes, you know, I'm gonna buy it no matter what because Uncharted 2 is my favorite game of all time. But what I'm more talking about with Sony specifically today is what is gonna be shown that's gonna make me want to continue to play PS4 through the next year. Mm-hmm. And here's what I think is gonna happen. This conference will either open up with two games, Uncharted or Call of Duty Black Ops 3, or Battlefront. Actually, we'll go three.
One of those three games will accomplish that. The other two, not so much.
We'll win.
And well, because Call of Duty, I think Sony has announced that the partnership for Call of Duty is going to them this year.
Yeah, exactly.
Which makes sense because Sony is they're killing the competition. So Uncharted is going to be amazing. We don't even need to talk about Uncharted. Uncharted is going to be phenomenal no matter what. It's Naughty Dog, the greatest game developer on the planet. Their pedigree is better than anyone in the world. There's no one who has as high Metacritic scores for games as Naughty Dog, and no one can argue that.
Your fanboy isn't showing.
I don't care. I'm not showing a fanboy. You could look at Metacritic right now and look at Naughty Dog's titles versus any other developer in the world, and I'm right. So I'm not being a fanboy at all. What I'm saying is that game stands on its own. But what's going to show what Sony has, you know, in the windpipe is when they show this Guerrilla Games game. I'm hoping they show it.
Yes.
They've announced they're not going to be at Gamescom this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to God they show this game. Jake knows what I'm talking about.
Do what?
Remember the dinosaur game I showed
you? Oh, shit, yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, no, that game, I don't know. If they show it and it looks really good, I might pick up a PS4 because the art style and the concept of that game is just right up my alley.
I think that, you know, that game, if that game gets shown and looks as cool as it looks in those pictures, and then they can, and Guerrilla Games can do it, and Guerrilla Games has said multiple times they're not working on Kills anymore. This is their new game, and it's a new IP, and this is it. This is the time to show it. If this game comes out next fall, then. It's donezo. Like, that game, if it is as cool as it looks, and it's, you know, bigger than Destiny, and does more than Destiny did, then it's going to be, it's going to be phenomenal. Like, this will be their big game,
I
feel like. And I've said multiple times, I think Last Guardian will be announced today. If it's not announced this year, we'll never see that game.
We're never going to see that game.
It's dead on arrival.
If it gets announced, you guys owe me an apology on the next podcast. And I'm gonna listen to the next podcast, even when I'm in Seattle, to listen that you guys apologize to me if this thing's on here. And if it's not, I'll apologize on the following one when I come back. That's fine.
You don't have to apologize because Everyone knows it's never happening.
No, this game will be announced. This will be Sony's big fall game. Guarantee it. The Last Guardian will be Sony's big fall game because they have nothing planned. Uncharted got delayed to next year, and that was going to be originally their big fall game, I think, when they were looking at it.
There's no games coming out, basically.
And I think also, Drawn to Death has a public beta announced for the week of E3. So a public beta that you can go on your PS4 and download and play during the week of E3.
Right now.
Yeah. David Jaffe comes out and he says, Drawn to Death, you can play it right now. And then I also think whatever the studio who made Infamous Second Son is working on is announced.
Yeah, we'll probably have some trailer.
And I don't think that game comes out to 2017, but I think that game is announced. It's like an Order 1886 scenario where it doesn't come out forever, but hopefully it's better than that game because that game sucks.
Yeah, please, not another Order. Not for a while. They need to take the time on the next one.
I think they'll show a lot of indie stuff because Indie's what's making them their money in between big first party games.
Only Indie is beat it
Indie, well, Indie's flourishing. I mean, if you look at it, Indie is if the ability for me to whenever there's not a big game out. To be able to just go on my, you know, my PS4, download, you know, a $15 indie game like Rocket League, and it keeps me occupied for months on end. I mean, that says something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I think Morpheus will be shown, but nothing more than that. Morpheus will not spend more than 10 minutes on the store, on the store, because it's near impossible to demo it. Yeah. Because of the fact that it's a... Wonder Book's not as hard to demo as a VR headset because you can't see what's
really. You want to go watch that one again, buddy?
Yes, that was the waste of 30 minutes of my life. Holy crap, Sony! Why did you?
That was like Sony's.
I have never seen it sadder than that whole part.
I was making fun of them so much. I was like, "Oh, Sony, huh?" Because I was a big Xbox guy. I was like, "Oh, did you see the E3 conference about Wonder Book?" Yeah, that's basically all that was.
Yeah, Nate, I watched it with Nate, and Nate, you remember this? You were just sitting there. I have never seen you look just so defeated and sad as when they were showing off Wonder Book. Oh my God, I couldn't stop laughing.
Funniest E3 moment of my life.
Oh,
that
my God.
Yeah, that was terrible. Don't do that again, Sony. Please don't.
Please don't do that, Sony. E3.
No. I think they've learned their lesson from what's happened, you know, in the past with games and stuff. And I think this is going to be a conference about games. Everyone knows Vita's dead, so Vita won't be there, which I'm perfectly fine with. Because Vita just – I feel like Sony just doesn't need to do handhelds. Vita was a cool – Vita was a very cool idea. Don't get me wrong.
Just didn't work
well. Vita didn't work well because the idea behind Vita was that it was going to be a console that you could bring wherever you want that has console quality games anywhere you want. And the thing was Uncharted was basically blew the bar away. There was nothing better than Uncharted. You know, there never was anything better than Uncharted except for Killzone. But the thing was, you couldn't continue to make AAA games and spend your studios making that. So I think Vita, that was the main reason Vita failed.
That being said,
the studio that did make Uncharted is working on a new game, and I think that'll be announced as well as a 2016 game, and that's Sony Bend, who is the creators of Siphon Filter.
Has nothing to do with it it has everything to do with it being like twice as expensive as the 3DS with a very small library, and you had to buy proprietary SD cards and everything. Proprietary everything in order to get that shit to run. So really, the cost of a Vita was something like $400 when it first came out.
And 3G model.
And then it could never attain a good market share because it was so much more expensive than the 3DS, which had a massive one, which at that point was then beginning to have a massive and good library, had just had a massive price drop and everything like that. Nintendo played it perfectly. They completely screwed the Vita over. Sony could never compete with Nintendo in handhelds.
I never really wanted a 3DS though. I didn't like the games it had. None of the games on 3DS really interested me. I don't like Pokemon. I don't think it's fun.
But it sells compared to
Vita. It sells. It's a big game. You know, a lot of people buy it. But I mean, that was never something that interests me. But I just don't think I'm the handheld market type of person. You know,
on my phone, I'm fine.
Handhelds
in general are starting to fall by the wayside.
Well, I mean, when you have these console quality games on phones, and granted, I think phone games are shit, no matter what way you look at it. But I don't think it matters.
Clash of Clans is fun.
That game sucks. I can't even tell Tricky that game sucks.
Game's awesome.
Is there anything else you think will get announced at the Sony press conference?
Well, the thing is, this is just a rumor I heard, and I agree. I don't think they can really demo Morpheus very well, but I can't guarantee they're not going to try. I mean, last year they spent like, 25 minutes talking about
Powers.
TV, I don't, what was that thing? Like the comic book series thing?
Powers.
Powers. Yeah, they spent like 25 minutes talking about it.
Which actually wasn't a bad show, by the way.
Yeah, but the point is that that's not something they should have gone up there and done.
They should have just shown the trailer for it and walked away. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know, that was terrible. But I feel like that's because that's part of the fact that they didn't have enough to show. And I feel like they learned that lesson last year, that you come to E3 with games, you show games.
But what I'm saying is that what I've been hearing is that Sony is dedicating most of their show floor space to Morpheus, which sends up some red flags for me. Like, are you guys actually going
to
demo this shit on stage, or are you just going to have most of your show floor dedicated to playing the games you're going to show on Morpheus?
That's what it's going to be. It'll be, you know, every game demo you play for a PS4 game will be using Morpheus.
Yeah, but you never know
that
because
adds,
Sony has
that adds
so
another dimension
when it comes to
that adds another dimension to, you know, playing this new game that's not out yet. You playing it with Morpheus. It's awesome. That's really cool. I would do that if I was Sony. Like, every demo have Morpheus. That's smart.
But what I'm saying is that sends up red flags because Sony has not always made the smartest decisions when it comes to their conference.
No, there's no way you can't. It's impossible to demo this.
We'll see. I mean, shit, man. E3 is fucking crazy.
Almost.
If there's one thing about E3 that's held true through all the years, it's that you never actually know what's going to happen. Anything can happen. Remember when the Saturn came out and Sega came up on stage and was like, you know the Sega Saturn that you're all hyped for? Guess what? It's in stores right now. And none of the retailers knew what to do. They didn't have any shelf space for it because
they weren't expecting it.
Nobody had really pre-ordered it yet. Nothing. Mm-hmm. So the Sega Saturn, and that's what actually ended up killing Sega too, was that the losses taken from the Saturn, they could never recover from, even though the Dreamcast was a really good system.
Yes, it was. I love my Dreamcast.
Yeah. So you never know.
We'll see.
You never know the crazy shit that could happen at an E3 conference.
No, that's true. That's definitely true. We'll see. I'm very excited for Sony. I'm sad that I won't be able to watch it live because I'll be at a baseball game. But as soon as I get home from that baseball game, I'll be watching it. And I always watch the Giant Bomb streams where Giant Bomb kind of sits there and talks while the conference is going on. And you hear, like, Jeff Gerstmann's thought on stuff. And that man is hilarious. I'm sorry. I don't like to condone other websites that aren't Proven Gamer. But if you haven't, like, watched a Giant Bomb video or watched, like, anything they do, those guys are probably the greatest video game journalists of all time. Not the East team. I love Vinny and I love the other guy, but the West team is just phenomenal. But moving on.
Oh, I did want to say one more thing about Sony.
Oh, go for it.
I feel like Sony and Microsoft are very similar in similar but different places here. Microsoft really has to prove that, you know, they can keep this forward momentum going. But I feel like Sony does too, because to be honest, the only really good exclusive PlayStation 4 has right now is Bloodborne, and there's still not anything really good coming until 2016. So they really have to give people a reason to keep buying the PlayStation 4. And they need to show that at E3 this year. Otherwise,
and I think that's going to be the last Guardian.
Can take a huge jump in the next year.
I think no matter what, if the Last Guardian's good or not, which I think it'll actually turn out pretty well, but it probably won't be like a 10 out of 10, but I think it'll be like an 8 or a 7. No. If that game is announced this year, it moves PS4s, and it's smart. This is the best year to announce it, because that game was originally developed by Ico. It's been worked on by Santa Monica, and I think Santa Monica is still by far one of the best development studios to make, like, just, you know, off-the-wall shit. And I think that game will turn out fairly well. It won't be the super duper hype game it was originally intended to be, but that game will be fine, and I think that'll be their big 2016 game, because Tearaway Unfolded is for a very specific audience, and so is Until Dawn, and Until Dawn could be phenomenal.
But it won't sell, like, a lot.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And Until Dawn, it probably will be phenomenal because it's doing a lot of cool things. Yes, it's doing the Order 1886 thing, but it's doing it to a better degree where, you know, every time you play through this game, it's different.
Yep. It'll be cool, but it won't sell millions like any other game.
I think the biggest seller
incredibly, which is, and it's the best.
Well, no, Bloodborne sold 2 million.
Yeah, but I mean, how many PS4 owners are there? There's like 12 million PS4 owners.
Yeah, but for a Souls game, Souls game 2 million, that's huge.
Yeah, but what the fuck else are other people playing on the PlayStation 4?
Exactly. Call of Duty.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Call of Duty and Destiny, that's what people are playing, sadly.
I played a lot of The Witcher 3. I don't know about you guys. Now I'm playing Elder Scrolls Online, but that's just me. But I think Sony will continue their dominance. I think they'll figure out ways. I feel confident that this will be a good year for them, and I could be completely wrong. So you never know. But moving on to what is pretty much the most interesting third party conference out of all of them is Bethesda, who has already stated that Fallout 4 and Doom will be at this conference.
Doom, yes.
Which are both already announced. So you have a new Doom game, from, you know, from the same guys, not necessarily the same developers, but the same people who brought you a new Wolfenstein game and found a way to make Wolfenstein interesting again.
Yes.
And these guys are making a new Doom game. And then you have Fallout 4, which looks to be, you know, just more Fallout 3 with a prettier environment. And I love Fallout 3. I think Fallout 3 is fucking phenomenal. It's probably my second favorite game of all time. I mean, Bethesda's killing it right now. Like, they could just show, I mean, I don't know what else they could show. I'm trying to think, like, what could be at this conference that they could just, you know, kill it? Just put the nail in the coffin for everyone else.
Dishonored 2.
Dishonored 2. Yeah. You're probably right.
That's going to do it for me. I'd be so hyped Prey 2. When they announce that.
That's right.
I don't think Prey 2 is actually going to come out.
Well, no.
I think they're going to announce it.
No, I think they will. Prey 2, the original developers, it got taken from them and given to Arkane. And Arkane's been working on it. It's been confirmed that Arkane's working on it.
Hopefully they announce Prey 2 over Dishonored 2, because I did not like Dishonored 1.
I think they will. I think they're working on Dishonored 2, but I think, because Prey 2 was almost done when Arkane
they're almost done with it.
And I'm not sure if they started from scratch or if they took what they had, because what they had looked pretty cool. So that has a lot of potential there. You know, Fallout 4, I'm going to reserve my final judgment on it until I can see the gameplay. I'll probably pick it up when it comes out, just because, I mean, even though I didn't like Fallout 3, Fallout 3 is not a horrible game.
I'm so excited for Fallout 4. I hope there's a gameplay demo. I hope that's how they open this conference, is show off a gameplay demo of Fallout 4, because I think that game,
I think
that's
it would be
their
hyper
big game.
To start with Doom 4, to be honest. Because from what I heard, they had a closed screening of the gameplay
at
QuakeCon.
Like Infest or something, yeah.
And it was, you had to sign an NDA to see it, and it was very limited. Like, you had to wait in line, and some people just couldn't get in. And the response from all the people there was pretty much unanimously, this is the shit. It's like brutal Doom, but better.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, apparently it's just balls to the wall, fast paced, gory.
Because I didn't like Doom 3 at all. I thought Doom 3 was trying too hard to be a horror game.
Yeah, yeah. No, a lot of people felt that way. Doom 3 didn't feel like Doom, and apparently this just feels like they took Doom 1 and 2, took the Brutal Doom mod, mashed them together, and put them in a 3D environment.
That's awesome. That sounds really cool.
Yeah. So I feel like they open with that. You know, you got all that hype from the rock music, running around, killing demons with a shotgun, and then you go into, like, Fallout 4.
Yeah? Yeah. I think this conference is just going to just kick ass and keep kicking ass for, like, the whole time. I think this is going to be the conference, and this is Sunday night. This is two nights away.
Yes.
I'm going to not watch Game of Thrones. I'm not going to watch Game of Thrones, I think. I'm going to watch the Warrior game. I'm going to try and watch the Warrior game and fucking the Bethesda conference at the same time, hopefully. We'll see how that works out.
That's basically what I'm going to do, too. Same thing.
And then I'm going to wait till, you know, to watch Game of Thrones, because I want to watch this whole conference, because I know it's going to be so fucking cool. Like, there's going to be so much cool shit. What has Bethesda done lately that's been, you know, been bad?
I mean, I could argue Skyrim.
Skyrim is still a critical success, and I don't think Skyrim's is – I think Skyrim is better than Oblivion.
Oh, buddy, I gotta disagree with you there. Skyrim took a lot of the cool things that Oblivion had and completely got rid of them, while not really adding much to the formula. In fact, Skyrim mostly just took stuff away from from what Oblivion did right, and didn't really improve on anything. Skyrim is an absolutely objectively worse game than Oblivion was. Like, there's not even any argument that Skyrim was better. You could maybe say graphically Skyrim was better, but Skyrim's really not a pretty game either.
That's not really a good argument.
Skyrim's not a pretty game either. I mean,
Oblivion's way better.
And that's why I think people complaining about Fallout 4, you know, Fallout 4's graphic, that's stupid. That's objectively fucking dumb. Because, you know, Fallout isn't supposed to be the prettiest game in the world. It's supposed to be, you know, it's what it is, you know. It's an open world game that takes place in a post-apocalyptic, you know, world, which, you know, there's not a lot of games that do that. Honestly, if you look at it, there's not a ton of post-apocalyptic games out there in the first place.
However, I feel like that's not really an argument anymore, because you look at a game like The Witcher 3, which is fucking beautiful, and it has that fully
different,
open
very different
world,
games.
And it's not even instanced. You only load if you're going back to White.
The Witcher 3 isn't a fully open world. It's very open, giant instances, yes. There's giant, you know,
Okay, Velen and Nova.
Skellige is a giant, huge area. You have to load whenever you go any place between, like if you want to load somewhere to Skellige. And Velen is a wide open area. Yeah. But the thing about Fallout that's so amazing is the whole world is interconnected. You're in this giant area of bosses.
Yeah, but that.
And I think that's why this game will be phenomenal.
The Velen and Novigrad, and you don't have to load when going between Velen and Novigrad. You can ride to and from each one. That whole area is bigger than most games.
Oh, yeah. Like, Skellige's huge. Skellige's fucking
yeah,
huge.
Yeah, exactly. Those areas, I mean, are you telling me Fallout 3 is going to be bigger than those areas but still require you to load?
I think Fallout 4 will be bigger than those areas, yeah. I think it will, yeah. I think Fallout 4 is going to be fucking huge.
If Fallout 4 is bigger as its map is not instance, and you can walk around it and do whatever you want. You're only loading when you're going into like specific dungeons and stuff like that. And it looks like it does. I think that's perfectly acceptable. But if it's like, but if it's smaller than the world of The Witcher 3 and you still have to load into pretty much everywhere you want to go, I think that's completely unacceptable for it to look that way. Because we know that you can make it look better.
I mean, it's from what I've read, it's just running on a newer version of...
Well, yeah, it's running on Gamebryo. It's running on the same engine that Skyrim ran on, and the same engine that Fallout 3 ran on, engine that Oblivion ran on. It's a very old engine.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I think this is going to be a fun E3, because we've had, you know, just all these... You know, all this these crazy new games and stuff that have been announced, and I think these game systems are finally going to get their due, which is what I'm pretty much most excited for, I think, is the fact that, you know, we're finally going to have these game systems get games that really take advantage of them. You know, I think the first one really was Witcher 3. I think no game...
Next Gen is here.
I think Dying Light is up there, yes. I think Dying Light is still one of the best games on PS4 besides Witcher 3, because it did so much, but I think Witcher 3 really showed, you know, it kind of put us in perspective of what, you know, Next Gen could be, and I think E3 is going to... hopefully project that, and that's all I can hope for, but you know, we'll see in a few days, really.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm really excited. E3 is one of my favorite times of the year.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about, Jake? Did you want to rant about anything? It's rant corner time.
Oh shit, I mean, Valve's not showing up again. That's some bullshit right there. I mean, we know they're working on Left 4 Dead 3, we know they're working on Half-Life 3, because there was that leak that showed that the files and their folders and everything that say L3D3 and HL3. So we know they're being worked on, but Valve's not giving us dick. You know what Valve gives us? Valve gives us Dota 2 fucking Steam machines, which no one cares about. And what else? really shitty Steam sales. That's
we get hats. We get hats.
Oh, yeah. You get hats. Oh, that's great. Valve hasn't actually made a game since Dota 2.
Yeah.
They haven't. I don't know what Valve's doing. I don't have any faith in Half-Life 3 anymore. And I'll buy it when it gets announced and it comes out because, god damn it, I just want to see it. But it's going to suffer from the same thing that Last Guardian and Duke Nukem Forever suffered from, that it's taken so long to come out, it can't possibly live up to the expectations.
And never does.
I think, yeah it probably won't. I we'll see. I don't know, maybe it will. Maybe Valve will just blow us out of the water. I don't get what that company's doing. I feel like they're just rolling around in their money doing Steam sales every once in a while, and they're perfectly fine with it. Like, that company really hasn't done anything worth a damn in so long.
Lord Gaben.
I think I want to tease something real quick. When we get back, or after E3's all over, I want you to rant about Bioshock Infinite.
I already ranted about Bioshock Infinite.
Did you already?
Yeah.
Shit,
that was a few episodes ago.
So, okay, never mind. Well, we don't have anything special for you. remember, Proven Gamer is going to have a bunch of conferences and stuff, or like conference commentaries, different things like that. Following all the conferences, I think we're doing specifically a Microsoft and Sony one, and then I'm pretty sure there's a Bethesda, Ubisoft, and EA planned. Maybe a Nintendo. I don't think that was planned.
Yeah, I don't know if there was a Nintendo one planned. I know I'm going to be on the podcast for Microsoft, Ubisoft, and EA. And yeah, I'll definitely be there for those three.
Okay, well, then that's something to look forward to. Next week I won't be here, so you're going to have to listen to Jake and Ricky talk about E3. And when I come back from my vacation, I will be sure to give my opinions. I'll make sure I write them down as they happen so I can keep them written, because I'm an old man and I forget things.
And we totally want to hear your opinion, of course. Totally.
Yeah, exactly. So, without further ado, we will see you after E3.
Yes.
Hopefully, it's good.
I swear to God, I'll have to re-record this episode one more fucking time.
I know. Fucking A. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wonder Book 2. Yes.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We are looking for some writers, editors, news reporters, podcasters, and video editors. If you're interested in helping, please stop by and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and someone will get back to you shortly. While you're there, be sure to stop by and read all of the articles and check out all of the videos. Speaking of the videos, they can be also be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer. Since you're going to be cruising the web anyway, why don't you stop by Facebook and check out the Press X to Win Facebook group, and also the Proven Gamer page. While you're on the Proven Gamer page, make sure you hit that like button. If you want to get a hold of the guys, you can contact them by sending them an email at pressx@provengamer.com or send them a tweet to PressXToWinCast. Since you are listening to this podcast, we want to thank you very much. We would also like you to check out our other podcasts, Trophy Whores, PG Spoilers, and The Bladed Tech Show. All the podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the various podcast applications on your phone. If you are listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, if you could and would, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave a comment letting the guys know how good of a job they're doing.